Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining this Snaitech First Half 2017 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio Schiavolin, CEO of Snaitech. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Jenny, and good morning to everybody. Welcome to this hot first half call, first half result call in Milan here, 39 degrees Celsius. We are going to present the results of the first six months of 2017. Before going to see in details the financial results of the last six months, let me drive you a bit on the business trends that have characterized the first half of this year, and then the action plan which has been put in place by the management team to recover it. Starting with the business trends, despite a clear positive improvement from the first quarter, reduced the gap with the previous year from 6.1% of the first quarter to 2.9% in the first half as a result of the second quarter. Betting payout with 86.2% is still affecting marginality, even though with a better trend, which is fully confirmed though also in July and in the first year of August. The digital growth remains very strong and remains the strongest growth in our business performances, with an overall increase of 27%, with the online betting recording a 33% increase. Together with the growth also on retail betting that recorded an increase roughly of 33%, betting is doing positive even without the Euro Cup that has been playing last year and which was anchoring the results in the first half of 2016. This improvement is made by the increase of programs and markets and by the constant increase of live betting, which is now reaching 40% in the offline betting and 70% in the online one. Gaming machines have recorded a weak performance, losing 5.9%, basically due to the payout reduction and the limitation given by the local regulation, which we'll be talking afterwards. Virtuals are still suffering from the product life cycle, which is showing a little bit of problems and which will be assessed with the new platform, and I'm going to talk to you about afterwards. The synergy program, the 20 million synergy program, is completely on track with the additional 5.7 million synergies accounted in the first half 2017. In the first six months, we also registered a strong cash generation, roughly 50 million of improvement from the results of the end of 2017 and 2016, sorry. As a result of this business trend, during the last six months, we put in place some action plan, which will be dedicated mostly on the VLT section and on the virtual, as I was mentioning before. On the VLT side, we have executed the call for the first 100 of new VLT rights in February, which will be rolled out during the next months. We have been possible to start the network integration and optimization. We commented before that we didn't have the possibility till the end of May 2017 to operate between the two former networks of SNAI and Cogetech as a unique environment in order to make asset optimization. We've been given the authorization by the regulator at the end of May. So on June, we started also this activity, which we are expecting will deliver good results during the next weeks. We started also the VLT payout reduction. Of course, after the introduction of the new decree and the new taxation on VLT, which raised half a point, we started looking at the possibility to downgrade VLT payout in a part of our network. At the day, we already completed successfully the new payout update on 1,550 units. We are looking forward to target the completion of the network by the end of September. We've been also focused, as I was saying before, on the virtual side. On virtual, we're still this half losing 15% in comparison with last year. We are doing basically two actions. One, on the existing product, we are trying to extend at maximum capacity the possibility of playing championship on the Inspired Network platform throughout all the network of shops, adding new channels in the shops that are already, that still have only one channel. And we are hardly working on the certification of the new platform, the Global Bet One, which we expect to be at the end of the certification by end of October, and so put live in production by November, December. We have been continuing the activity related to the so-called rejuvenation of the point of sales, on which we posted for the next 18 months more than 10 million in capex dedicated to new technology, good to spin revenues and to tackle competition in our point of sales, and we are expecting a good recovery from this activity also. We are in a perfect track with the outsourcing of the 33 point of sales, which will be completed in the, you know, the direct shops of Snaired Italia, SRI, which will be completed as forecasted by the end of 2017. Actually, we are looking at the possibility to keep 8 out of those 33 shops in a direct management, but we will see after in better detail. And the layoff procedure, so the downsizing procedure, which started in July, it's about to be finished by the end of the year. So confirming also from this point of view the track that we were announcing to the market with the 68 persons involved that have been reduced to more than 15 and that will be completed by the end of the year. All of that in financial, we are now presenting to you an EBITDA which is 55.7 million to be compared with 76.7 as per July 20, as per 30 of June 2016. This gap is mainly due to the unfavorable payout, which we've been talking before, and which weighs 8.4 million, and to taxation increase, which weighs 1.8 million. So basically, 10 and a half out of the 12 million gap have to be addressed to these two. So we do confirm a break-even, and and we reached a positive break-even on net income of 2 million, which has to be compared to a loss of half a million in the first half 2017. And at the end, the strong cash production, which we've been mentioning before, of 50 million, has also had a positive impact on the leverage ratio that has been reduced from more than 4 times to 3.5.7 times. It was 4 times at the end of the last year, and it is now at the end of the first half 3.7 times. If we move to page 5, we can see in a little bit more detail some details of wages and contribution margin for the first 6 months 2017. So on retail betting, sports betting has been growing, and you can see that the growth of 2.8% has been occurring even without the Euro Cup, which has positively influenced both June and July last year. And this is it has been possible thanks to the growth of the number of markets, as I was saying before, and the increase of live betting. Horse races still declining with a loss of 14%, and virtual events also with a 50% loss. As I have anticipated before, payout has been strongly influencing, if we move to the right side of the chart, on marginality, and you can easily understand from the big loss of 31% in the sports betting. Related to the payout, even though the wages were showing an increase of 3%. Gaming machine, in this half, we still have, let's call it the tail of the effect of the payout reduction in AWPs, which have been changed throughout 2016. You remember that due to the increase of taxation last year, all the AWP's games have been downgraded from 74% to 70% in payout. That has produced an effect on the wages side that has been also going through the first months of 2017, going to stabilize in the first 4 months. We do not see a further decrease going forward, because already in May and June that trend was over. Also, restriction of opening hours have been affecting wages due to the stabilization in habits needed from the customers. This is another effect that has been, punching a little bit the performances at the beginning when the new regulation were introduced. Then, of course, it has the learning curve of the customers in changing their habits, going to the shops in different time frames of the day, has been stabilizing also during the second quarter of 2017. Marginality has been affected by prey increase in gaming machines, especially in VLT. You know that in VLT we operate a big portion of the value chain. So when we do have taxation increase, we are more affected in margins in VLTs than in AWP, as you can see per the right side of the chart in the middle. On the online, we registered a sound growth, as I was mentioning before, around 27%, which is driven mainly by betting, which is has been growing also helped by the cross-selling and a new initiative on the casino portfolio. Margins are not in betting online were not growing proportionally due to the increase of live betting, as I was mentioning before, which has reached more than 70% on the digital space. So overall, concession margins have been reduced by 14.3 million euro, which is mainly addressable to payout effect. As a combination, our gaming taxes in the first half of 2017, that's an indicator we use. It's very strong, but it's a social indicator, as Edo, our CFO, is suggesting to me. We are contributing to sociality of half a billion in the first half of 2017 with 473 million gaming taxes paid. So please, Edo, let's move. Let's move to a little bit of details of page six on the KPI.
Thank you, Fabio, and good afternoon, everybody. Page six, you can see the economic and financial KPIs of the first half of 2017. Fabio has already mentioned most of them, so we can go briefly through the table. Wages showed a reduction by 2.5%. As a consequence, also revenues dropped down by 1% to 437 million euros. In terms of marginality, EBITDA was down to 55.7 compared to 67.7 that we posted in the first half 2016. The 12 million euro difference was mainly driven by the combination of the unfavorable payout that Fabio mentioned and the increase in taxation for the gaming machine. As we expected, we reached the break-even on the net income that was positive by 2 million euro, reflecting the new cost structure of the company and the lower level of interest cost that we are bearing after the refinancing that we did in 2016. CapEx were 10.9 million euro, perfectly in line with the full year target that is 20 million euro for 2017. And the net financial position improved to 431 million euro, and the leverage went down to 3.7 times. Liquidity reached the level of 134 million euro at the end of June, and we underline that in line with the priority of the leverage of the company, the net financial position of June is the lowest value posted by the company since the integration with Kojimat. We can move to page seven. Here we are providing some more colors about the second quarter performance. So you may notice that sport payout is progressively recovering. We are now at 86.2 in the first 6 months, and we run under 85 in Q2, so the gap versus 2016 has been reduced to 2.9 points. Wages in Q2 were down by 1.8%, but net of the European Championship effect that we had in June 2016, the performance in terms of wages would have been flat compared to 2016. Online wages are increasing, as Fabio said, and the growth rate of 28.4 is the maximum growth rate that we are experiencing since the integration with Kojimat. Second quarter EBITDA was 27.4 million euros, 1.6 million euro lower than 2016 performance, but the game machine taxation increase impacted by 1.8 million euro, which means that net of this effect, the EBITDA would have been slightly over the second quarter of 2016.
Yes, and as a result of that, we always made this slide, page 8, in which we try to keep an angle, a specific angle on the correlation between retail and online. We are a betting bookmaker, and we are, of course, trying to deliver our services in both channels in the same way, trying to improve technology and markets and offer, as I was mentioning before, avoiding to have a cannibalization between the two channels. So for the first half 2017, we confirmed these, to remain focused on retail cross-selling to online to support the growth. We do not think that to bear a risk of cannibalization given the growth registered in both segments in 2017, as you can see in the slide on the top left page, sports betting on the offline wagers is growing from 375 million last year to 386 with an increase of 2.8% at the same time. Sport in the online is growing from 134 to 185 with an increase of 33%, as we were mentioning before. 37%. So there's no cannibalization. On the opposite, the two channels are helping each other to sustain growth, and we are spending a lot of time and resources on technology to pair the customer experience and the player journey of the, of our customers between the two channels in order to be prepared for the omni-channel possibility, maybe for the next betting tender. The strong brand leadership and the awareness are driving the online results, and so we confirm on the bottom part of the slide, that's always at page 8, the contribution of online NGR coming, NGR coming from cross-selling players, which in the first half of 2017 is exceeding 55%. That means that the good portion of contribution is made by players which have been acquired on our offline network. And the second important thing, if you look at the second part of this slide, is represented by the loyalty and the brand awareness on Snaibrand, which is one of the main assets of this company and which we are still trying to improve and to maintain with the different activities related to the brand. So 49% of new players and new FTDs are coming from acquisition related to the brand, so from search engine, engine optimization, SEM and SEO. That means that the brand is in a very good shape. And another portion, another thing to be looked at in this part of the chart is the retail cross-selling ratio of acquisition of new players, which being 21% on the total should be still has a good potential to be grown up with all the action we've been talking before.
Page 9, as usual, the synergy program slide. As of June 2017, we accounted 15.7 million euro of synergies along the whole program, of which 5.7 post in 2017. Looking forward, we expect additional 2.3 million euro in the second half of 2017 and additional 2.5 million euro in the first half 2018. That will be mainly related to the redundancy program started at the end of June. So the final target of 20 plus million euro for the whole program is fully confirmed. We are also estimating one-off cash out, one-off cost and cash out related to the redundancy program under 4 million euro that should be paid during the second part of the current year. Last comment, looking at the whole picture, we can say now that the integration process with Cogemat in terms of organization, management, concessions, technology, suppliers and providers may now be considered fully completed. So the good news is that we think that this is the last time that we are showing this slide to you. Page 10. You can see the bridge between first half 2016 EBITDA and first half 2017. So as you can see, the main impact are coming from the 8.4 million euro negative contribution from sports payout and 1.8 million euro from the increased taxation on game machine. Then we had to record a negative contribution from game machine related to the decrease in terms of wages by 2.8 million euro on marginality on EBITDA. Retail betting margin show a decrease of 4.6 million euro because of horse betting and virtual events drop. On the other hand, the online segment brought a positive contribution by 3.4 million euro. Then we posted a positive contribution by 5.7 million euro from the synergy program and a drop of 3.5 million euro that is mainly due to online development and other business decrease like horse races management, betting provider, and payment services. Overall, these items represent a total drop of 12 million euro on the 6 month EBITDA. Next page, 11, the cash flow bridge over the last 12 months. So starting from the 116 million euro coming from the LTM EBITDA, we counted 17.5 million euro of one-off cost related to the synergy activation program, SIS acquisition, and the settlement of former litigation. CapEx were 19.6 million euro, and the working capital was positive by 13.8 million euro. That is the effect of the taxation increase, since we are collecting more money from our distributors that, unfortunately, we will have to pay to ADM starting from the third quarter this year. Then we had 14.9 million euro of interest costs, and the REFI refinancing program cost, 28.3 for the cost, and 20 million euro of debt repayment. In terms of cash flow progressive level, we can see that the free operating cash flow before interest was 93 million euro, and the free cash flow before the REFI cost was 43.5 million euro. What do we expect for the future? Next impact that you expect over the next 12 months are basically four. First, there will be some kind of shift between one-off cost and working capital effect. So we expect that these two values will progressively get closer to zero, and the net impact will remain unchanged compared to the current picture. Then we have a positive contribution of 4.8 million euro coming from the synergy program that we mentioned the slide before. We expect 8.5 million euro of lower interest in the second half of this year. This is the result of the refinancing in 2016. And we have a negative impact by 8.5 million euro coming from the pre increase that will be up and running over the 12 months on March next year.
So, as usual, we end up with a bit of a regulatory framework. We always have a lot to talk about regulatory framework, and we also expect, as usual, questions from on this side and a bit of outlook for 2017. So, related to the regulatory framework, as we have already anticipated, the government decree issued on the 24th of April introduced an increase of prevalence of taxation on machines of half a point on VLTs and 1.5% on EWPs. We confirm, as we were anticipating on the last call, that the impact on SNATIC EBITDA will be in the region of 7 to 10 million, so it will be around 10 million for the full year. The Law 96 of the 21st of June 2017. The one which is related to the reduction of number of AWPs in the territory is now a reality. So we've been given by a law decree the indication to be the leaders as concessionaire in the reduction of those machines, given the two different ratios of 15% and 20% respectively for by the end of the year and by the end of April 2018, to be managed by any single concessionaire in his network. Related to this cut, as we were already discussing before, we do expect that this can't apply to our network, so having a look to the distribution of our machines in the territory and in the different distribution channel, we do expect that the impact on wages could be less than 10% and at the BDA level less than 4 million for our company. These expectations are made not considering what we call a redistribution of wages, which will most probably happen when the players will be obliged to play in the remaining machines in the shop. So we are. This is just a linear cut made on a theoretical assumption, which will possibly be mitigated by the redistribution of wages. On strategy, as I know, again on the regulatory framework, yesterday the Conferenza Unificata has been taking place in Rome, and apparently the government and their regional authorities have come to a possible draft of agreement which may be signed and agreed at the beginning of September. We do have a draft of this provision and agreement which the government is trying to achieve with the local authorities. There are positive and negative things. We are still analyzing it. The main focus for the regional authority is to limitate the possibility of compulsive gaming by limiting and identifying customers in the shop. So the shop will be asked to separate gaming from the other activities within the shop. The new AWP 3 or mini VLT will also be introduced in this with this aim to better control habit and of the single customers. There are also positive things related to this first draft. One I would mention is the possibility to have throughout the next 2 years a change in the taxation scheme applied to gaming machines, moving from wagers to margin, which is one of the targets also of the Conferenza Unificata. This is good. We've been talking a lot about this many times because it will neutralize the payout effect, will give the operators the possibility to better differentiate by price using payout without having to be squeezed by taxation on margins. There's also a limitation, a maximum limitation of non-playing hours, which is interesting because we've been observing throughout the different regulation in the Italian territory a kind of trend of regional authorities to avoid the possibility of gaming, so to limitate more than the 6 hours that they seems to be agreeing on. So if it would be 6 hours of maximum limitation, we do read it not in a very bad way. On strategy and outlook for 2017, we already anticipated something, but let me summarize again. We will be working hard and tough on the payout reduction to offset the prevalence increase, on the network optimization and integration. We will roll out and try to optimize the full usage of rights, both of VLTs and also on betting rights. We are about to start for the new soccer season, the new technology of SSBTs, full proprietary both in hardware and in software, which will be one of the driver of differentiation of the offer of Snaitech in comparison with the competitors. We will be launching the second platform of virtual events by the end of 2017. We will continue with strategic bolt-on integrations, both in the WP side and also in VLT side, mostly in the WP side. We already started in the first quarter of this year, and we will continue to go through this strategy as we anticipated in the last quarter call. And then I think that 2017 will be the year in which we will finally certify our platform for a new geography. We are, as you know, as we already anticipated, we are working to certify our betting platform for a new jurisdiction, a new country. So this is the first step of international development of the company, which we do think will be one of the key strategy for the next 5 years. On the business plan target, we have to a little bit update our targets we've been giving to you, considering all the effects of the already mentioned introduction made by the regulator, so the taxation increase. So relating to the AWP cut and the how this is going to affect the business, we do think it will, as I mentioned, affect a bit of wagers. So we are going now to re-target CAGR for the next 3 year plan from 4% to 3% on annual base. And also the final leverage target, which was already updated to 2.3 times, is now about to be updated to 2.4 times at the end of 2019. We confirm double-digit growth expected in the online businesses. This is still related to the capacity we have to see grow, spreading, as I was mentioning before, the cross-selling of for betting online, but especially in the digital online casinos, we still have quite a good potential to grow. And we are confirming the target of positive net income for the end of this fiscal year, so for the end of December 2017. I think that this is all for today for the presentation. We are ready to take questions and so available.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Ronan Clark with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the questions. First of all, I just wanted to ask about the Q2 EBITDA bridge specifically. So you mentioned the 1.8 of impact from the PRAU increase. But then if I look at the payout impact, it's gone down from 10 million in Q1 to 8.4. So that's a positive 1.6, I guess, or 1.5 roughly. So then there's another sort of 1.5 negative offset, I guess, somewhere. So could you just break out what else? I guess there's hours impact as well, or what are the key factors?
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yes, your analysis is correct. So we are recovering in terms of the payout. That brings a positive contribution of 1.6. Your estimation is correct. So on the other hand, we are losing 1.6 coming from related to some weakness that Fabio mentioned before related to virtual events and VLTs mainly. But the greatest contribution is coming from in this decrease is coming from virtual events.
Okay, and that's why, I mean, you won't have the new platform introduced till later this year, so that's something that's going to trend downwards through this year, I guess, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I'm saying that we will have the full impact in terms of increasing payout for the next 9 months, basically. And in terms of weakness that we experienced for virtual events, as Fabio said before, we are stabilizing in terms of wages, virtual results compared to last year results starting from the end of June. So we don't expect that this kind of decrease will go on for the next quarters. And in terms of recovering program for VLTs, Fabio mentioned before what we are doing in terms of asset management, in terms of payout management for VLT itself. So the expectation in this case that we will recover in the second part of the year.
Okay, great. And then on my second question is on the cash balance. So what are the sort of what's the impact of timing in terms of the Canone refund and also any concession payments? So I'm trying to get to, is this an unusually high or abnormally high cash balance? What's the underlying, if you map out or net out timing?
So basically, we have the annual security deposit versus ADM that has been cashed in during May. So now we have to wait for April next or May next year to have the next cash-in. For the 2017 year, the cash-in was 37 million euro. This would be something like the same value also next year. So obviously, when we are talking about a free cash flow before a refi cost of 43.5 million euro, basically this single event represents 95% of the cash generation of the year. So obviously, we have a very particular moment during the year when this difference is made compared in terms of cash balance. Fortunately, we don't have any other cash out expected in the short term. Next important cash out will probably be the betting tender, but by now we don't have any certain date about that. We expect the next meeting for the conference unificata at the beginning of September. We will see if they find the agreement. This could open the way for the government to fix a final date for the betting tender. In any case, we do not expect at this stage of the year that the tender could happen before December this year.
Okay. And just to confirm that the deposit repayment was in Q2 also last year. I think it was June, but it was also Q2, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, correct. June last year and May this year, correct.
Okay, great. So I'm just curious then, your leverage target of 2.3 to 2.4 in 2019, what do we take as a normalized cash number then to get to that? Are you assuming that before or after the security return, or are you assuming the betting shop capex has also gone out by that stage?
Oh, we are assuming both, actually. So we assume that the betting tender capex will happen. Obviously, we are assuming a level of EBITDA which is higher than the current one, and is slightly higher also than the current the EBITDA level that we posted last year, that was 128. So again, if you refer to the slide where we are showing the cash flow bridge over the last 12 months, if you assume higher EBITDA and you take what will be the full year level of interest cost, that will be between 41 and 42 million euro, you may appreciate additional room to get to this final target that we proposed for the end of 2019. Obviously, on the other hand, we always say that together with the 60 million euro capex expected or estimated for the betting tender, in this value, we are also estimating an increase by 20% of the rights managed by Snaitech. So obviously, in our plan, we are assuming a part of the growth coming from the new rights that will be rolled over after the tender. If the tender should not happen in a short time, we will have a saving in terms of cash out, but we will lose something in terms of marginality in our plan.
Sure. Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
The next question is from Pietro Solidoro with Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. It's Andrea Bonfaglia from Banca Aletti. I got some few questions. The one, sorry again, is on the payout. After the first quarter, the April playout was around 82%. You seem quite confident to maintain that at that level. What has changed in May and June to reach an 85%? Because the other months were much worse than April, and I presume also the first part of May. If you can comment on that, please. And the second one is related to your, let's say, intention to offset the worst payout in the first half reducing the payout on VLTs, and I'm assuming how much material can have an impact in H2, and if not, if that is not maybe costly in terms of potential revenue in 2018, because generally when you reduce payout, clients, of course, invest less on that specific segment, as we told, as we seen on AWPs. The other question is related to on the other part of your EBITDA bridge, which seems to contain this increasing cost in online advertising and streaming services. Shall we double that amount by two, assuming 7 million more or less euro in investment for the full year? If that is a reasonable assumption. And finally, if I may, on your net debt, the way we look at it is on a sequential basis. Last year, more or less, you generated 38 million of cash in the second quarter. This year, it was 65, more or less. So it means that you generate much more cash than the comparable period last year. And given that the EBITDA was below, or it was lower, I would like to understand a little bit more on how you were able to generate more cash sequentially than last year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I go with the first answer. If you refer to page 7, sports payout was 87.6 in the first quarter this year, which that was the highest level together with the last fourth quarter 2016. That was compared to the best quarter in last 2016 that posted Q1 2016 81.5. So as a result, the gap was negative by 6.1%. In the second quarter, the performance this year was better than last year. We posted 84.9 compared to 85.2 last year. So as a result, the 6 months this year posted a total payout of 86.2. Our expectation is that in the long run, and we hope that the long run will be reached by this year, the full year results should be quite similar to the same that we posted last year. Last year, we finished with 84.5%, and this is a reference level that we also assume for the current year. Obviously, final payout is linked to the nature of the events that we are bookmaking. But looking at the results in July and looking also at the incredibly bad month of December that we had last year, the expectation is that the comparison in the second part of this year could be favorable
the other way around,
versus second half of last year. So the expectation is that the gap, which is currently 2.9, could be reduced along the second half 2017. Concerning your second question about elasticity or what could be the possible answer for in terms of wages, revenues for VLT.
As we've been mentioning before, what we are doing now is basically trying to intervene in the most played game contents, which are now driving. There's one in Novomatic platform, which is driving roughly 56% of wages, which is Book of Ra. Book of Ra is currently running at 88.4% payout, and we are now on rolling out a new version of this game at 86.2, which means, in a way, making a cut of much more than the increase of VLT is, of course, related to a portion of our network. In our calculation, the full speed of this action, which, as I was mentioning before, we do foresee to be completed by the end of September, will drive our results to an increase in marginality of roughly 3 million euros. How this is going to, or if this is going to affect how it is behaving elasticity on this reduction to demand and so on wagers, we've been making in the last 12 months some tests on the reduction. Of course, we've been doing this in selected and isolated arcades in which we were not suffering competition of machines with higher payout. And so the tests we've been doing were not delivering in absence of competition in the environment. We're not delivering a sensible response on wagers then. The fact that the market is moving massively through a reduction of payout, especially with the most played games, so with this game Book of Ra of Novomatic and with another game of IGT Spilo, is making us thinking that the effect of that reduction on wages won't be that material, and it is already implied is already in the number of possible margin increase that I was mentioning before. So that 3 million that we've been calculating is already coming out from an estimation of what the tax on wages could be. So we've been assuming a 6% decrease given to the reduction of payout applied to the roughly 2 points less, which we are now updating these contents. So that's basically the result of our estimation.
And going to your third question about the other costs, if you should double or not in the second part of the year, so the fourth for the full year, I would say the answer is no. First of all, because the main cost, for example, that we accounted in this area is related to the rights that we acquired for the live streaming of Serie A that we are now proposing on smartphone, tablets, and digital channels. This is a fixed cost, obviously, per year is closer to €1 million per year, so it will not double in and then going forward. And it's already be accounted in the last part of last year, so now we are up and running in the 12-month horizon. Then we have some drops related to other businesses. Mainly, I'm talking about the provider that is stabilizing, so we don't expect that we will incur in any other losses for this part of the business. On the other hand, horse race management are going down the same pace of the first 6 months, also in at the beginning of this quarter. So we expect that in this case we will have to bear additional losses, but they are the lower part of this item of cost. So the expectation is that value could be more stable than to be double along the year. Concerning the fourth question, the cash flow generation, I would give you three different steps to go to the full picture. First step, obviously, is the reduction in terms of financial cost. That is something material, €8 million at June and €17 million by the end of this year. So we are saving an important amount of money in this area. Then also what we mentioned before, so the working capital effect that we had after April this year, it's a counter sense, but the increase of taxation for the game machine increase the cash in from our distributors. So we are accumulating cash that due to the mechanism of reversal to ADM, we will pay starting from July up to September this year. So there is part of this effect, this is a transitory. But on the other hand, we accounted, as we said before, important one-off costs that will disappear along this year that are related, for example, to SIS that was done in July last year, and that accounted for 7 million euro in one-off cost. Then, looking forward, there is a potential positive effect that's coming from the moving of our business, the drifting to the online business, which I remember is a fully prepaid business. So in terms of credit results, obviously performance coming from online wages are more interesting looking at the financial cost compared to normal cash-in that we have to do perform with our distributors.
Alfredo, thank you very much. But once again, on the payout, the answer was not full. Once again, you were mentioning 82% in April, which I presume was also in May because the conference call was in May. You closed at 85%, so June was a terrible month. It was a 90% payout month.
Yeah, that was the payout of the month itself, and not the four-month result.
It was not year to date. It was the single month payout.
Exactly.
That we presented at the Q1 results when we mentioned 82% payout in April was the month itself, not the 4 month results.
Exactly. You closed the third quarter with 85%. Is that right? So you closed the April June period with 85%. The single month of April was 82%. So it means that the other 2 months were much higher.
The first quarter was close, if you look at page 7, at 87.2.
No, but we are talking just on the second quarter. The second quarter, you report, if I'm correct, in the second quarter, 84.9% payout.
Yes,
April
correct.
To June. The April month, during the conference call, you close it at 82% on the single month. So it means that May and June were higher than April. And much higher than April. And what went wrong to reach that 85%, 84.9% in May and June?
So May was around 90%. It was 89.4, and June was 84.9. So almost 85%. That's the combination that drives to the result of the second quarter.
But during the conference call, I mean, I don't know what went wrong in May. You stayed in the conference call.
It's the end of the Serie A. You know, when especially in this country in which we have one strongest team in comparison with among all the others. At the end of the year, the football season. Favorable payouts are much more possible, so that's why May, which was precisely the final part of the football season, recorded a worse payout compared to April, which is not mislead or bad management of trading, because as we provided also in our slides. We are still best in class in terms of payouts in comparison with our peers. It's mainly related to what happened in the football field.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Now is everything clear?
Thank you.
Ciao.
The next question is from Andrea Randone with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good afternoon. I have just two quick questions. The first one is about the regulatory update we should expect to arrive in the next month. I wonder if you can give us some comments about the possible introduction of the new AWPs, the new generation of AWPs, and if you still expect this change to be positive for you in terms of EBITDA. And the second question is just if you can give us a more general comment about the competitive environment in Italy, and if you see any possible room for consolidation in the next 12 months. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Related to the new or the expected new regulation introduced by the Conferenza Unificata with a specific focus on AWP3s or mini BLTs, as we've been commenting many times, your view is correct. We do think that a new technology can help the concessionaire to position better in the value chain, to have not only a better capacity to control the distribution of gaming, but also going downwards to take a bigger portion of the value chain, considering that the heart of the new technology will be remotized in the concessionaire's headquarters, and so all the decision in terms of product differentiation of offer and of distribution will be handled by the concessionaire, that will also have a better capacity to retain customers and to control a network that, in combination with the reduction of AWPs, will be at that time, let's say, a limited network. As I was commenting in another call, we are slightly changing this environment from a commodity product one to an asset product one, in terms of having a limited number of assets represented by the single limited machines, which will gain much more, let's say, value being limited in number and controlled by the concessionaires. In this environment, I take your question also to make some final consideration. The competitive environment is for sure full of opportunities. There are opportunities of consolidation. This is still a market in which, even though we started a consolidation and then we've been followed by a game at with a takeover on Interlock, there's still space to consolidate both horizontally, so this is the way with which we were talking now, and also vertically, which is the strategy we are implementing in AWPs, but which will be possible to be implemented also in the retail side for VLTs and sports betting once the Conferenza Unificata, the redistribution of the retail network will be stabilized by common rules recognized by the single region. At that time, there should be the possibility also for operators like us that are controlling a big portion of the value chain to integrate vertically and to take more value in the chain. There could be other opportunities to be done. You know that there is the possibility that one concessionaire face a possible default by the repeal of the concession and the license it has been given, thus freeing a certain number of rights for VLTs. That could be an opportunity for us to grow. So we are constantly looking at it, and we are working to be prepared in case it happens, or in case it happens also together with the betting tender. I think we take another call before the final consideration. So we'll end up after Domenico, I think. If it's all for you, Andrea.
Yes, just a quick follow-up. If the question is, did you include the possibility of AWP3 in your guidance or not?
It's neutral by now.
It's neutral. It's not included.
It's not included. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question is from Domenico Ghilotti with Equita. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Is related to the Conferenza Unificata, in the sense, what makes you confident on the success of the Conferenza Unificata? Because frankly speaking, we are just back from another misstep by the government. Yesterday, there are elections in spring, so I'm skeptical about the ability for the government to have a Conferenza Unificata.
So we are not confident. This is a new. As you,
okay. Okay.
So we live in this hot place, hot not only because of the weather, which is increasing now to 40 degrees. I'm going to update Ronan. That was happy for us. And no, we are not confident. We are also skeptical. I was maybe. I was misleading in the way I approached the subject. I was saying that basically, as everybody knows, we are not undertaking positively everything that has been negotiated by the region and the government in Conferenza Unificata. So we wouldn't be happy if it would come 100% like as it is. What I was saying is that if it comes and if it's the first time that they come out from that big building saying basically the same things, both the region and also our Deputy Ministry of Finance, Mr. Barretta, which was saying basically that there's a good expectation to sign up by the beginning of September. Of course, he has been saying this for the last 12 months. So again, with you, we are skeptical. And also we are also skeptical because of the specific part of the year in which this last meeting of the Conferenza Unificata will have to take place, in autumn, so going very close to the work for the budget law, which will be a budget law before election. So the political situation is not really the one to have an exit for a matter like that, but we will see. So we are aligned with you. So just to make some final consideration for everybody, we continue remaining focused on digital, which is now the area which is delivering the better results. As someone have noticed, the mix is changing, so live in-play betting is increasing, so we are not going to expect proportional growth in margin related to the growth in wages that we will observe for the online growth. Especially I'm talking about betting online. We have a lot to do. We are very energetic thinking at the second half because we do have to refocus on operation now that we have ended up with the synergy program. We've been working almost 16 months on the integration between the two companies. As many of you may understand, doing this means being a little bit defocused on operations And so I think that I'm very optimistic that we can gain opportunities to restart growing also on gaming machine throughout the LT management, the pre-out reduction, and asset optimization. Our technology will help us. We spent a lot, really a lot, in terms of resources and also in terms of money, launching the new platform from which we were expecting to have strong results, especially from SSBTs. We are now just rolling out another 600 pieces in the best performing places. So we do think that will deliver a good result. We're also working on a management team. We just make an addition. We want to make the team stronger to be able to sustain this important growth that we are expecting. We did that the international project also that will take a lot of focus. So we are convinced that in second half we can restart growing, and we will show numbers in the next following months.
Mr. Schiavolin, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Yes, so I wish everybody a very good summer break and vacation. Edo is leaving to Iceland, so let's hope that he will come back sane
and
fresh for the next half. And thank you, everybody.